Some of the highest concentrations of paralytic shellfish toxins ever recorded have been found in recent scientific samples collected around Ketchikan. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the findings come as state health officials investigate a recent spike in probable paralytic shellfish poisoning cases in Metlakatla.
A massive event.
That's Vera Trainer, a research oceanographer with the Northwest Fisheries Science Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Seattle. Trainer is one of a handful of scientists monitoring paralytic shellfish toxin levels in southeast Alaska. She's recently tested a number of samples from the Ketchikan area with massive concentrations of PSP toxins.
What we're measuring are some of the highest levels ever recorded in the world.
At these toxic levels, Trainer says a person could die after consuming just one mussel. Or she says the toxin levels in one mussel could make 150 people sick. She's concerned that some residents are not grasping the seriousness of this PSP event.
We're particularly concerned because we've heard of people harvesting shellfish saying that they're immune, saying that the toxins don't affect them, they know how to clean them, and we're also hearing about people doing harvesting and storing these shellfish in their freezers for later consumption. This is a massive event. It is an extremely great concern, and I'm worried that people are going to start dying.
Two NOAA labs are testing PSP samples collected from around southeast Alaska. They're part of the Alaska Harmful Algal Bloom Monitoring Partnership. Kate Sullivan is an assistant professor of fisheries with the University of Alaska Southeast Ketchikan campus and is also a member of that monitoring partnership. She says scientists have been surprised by the extraordinary toxin levels they're seeing in the shellfish samples collected from Ketchikan.
We're seeing significantly high levels of paralytic shellfish toxins in some of the shellfish samples that have been collected along the Ketchikan Road system.
Sullivan says she usually doesn't see higher toxin levels until August or September.
The amount of cells, the concentration that I'm seeing under a microscope right now is higher than what I've seen in past years, even in August and September. It's really hard to know, you know, why is it early this year? Why is it so strong? Why are we seeing such incredible toxin levels?
The higher concentrations of PSP have likely resulted in the hospitalization of two individuals at Ketchikan General Hospital. A man was hospitalized with suspected PSP symptoms in late May after ingesting clams harvested from South Point Higgins Beach in Ketchikan. A Metlakatla man was medevaced to Ketchikan on Friday after developing PSP symptoms. He had eaten locally harvested clams hours earlier. State health officials are currently on Annette Island investigating other possible PSP cases. State epidemiologist Kim Porter is meeting with residents and collecting shellfish samples to be tested. She says investigators have made contact with a number of individuals who are reporting symptoms indicative of paralytic shellfish poisoning.
An individual from this area was hospitalized on Friday, and upon investigation, it looks like as many as 10 other individuals from the village have had symptoms compatible with PSP since early May.
All locally harvested shellfish, including clams, mussels, oysters, gooey ducks, and scallops, can contain paralytic shellfish poisoning. Crab meat is okay to eat, but crab guts can contain unsafe levels of PSP and should be discarded. The state advises against consuming any personally harvested shellfish. Commercially harvested shellfish is tested for PSP before being distributed to consumers. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.